Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Luke Burbank has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. P.J. O'Rourke has 3. Paula Poundstone has 2.
I see. All right, then, Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. At a press conference on Thursday, President Obama said lawmakers should explain themselves if they are against his blank.
Jobs bill.
Right. In an audio recording released Thursday, fugitive former leader Blank called on Libyans to resist
Gaddafi.
The new leadership. Yes. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Blank told Congress the Federal Reserve is prepared to take more steps to help the economy.
Bernanke?
Right. After he compared President Obama to Hitler, ESPN announced it was parting ways with Blank.
Hank Williams Jr.
Right. A 23-year-old candidate for the Polish parliament put out an ad featuring her blanking.
Dancing.
Stripping, actually.
Yeah.
This past weekend in Illinois, Leonard Nimoy attended his last blank convention ever, he says.
Star Trek convention?
Right. The Nobel Foundation will allow Dr. Ralph Steinman to retain his Nobel Prize in Medicine, even though he blanked 3 days before it was awarded.
He died.
Right. Police in Britain were shocked to pull over a man driving while using a laptop, drinking coffee, and blanking at the same time.
Writing down answers to radio quiz questions.
You're exactly right. Impressive.
Whoa. Powerball.
That was remarkable. A crackdown on distracted drivers also netted drivers talking on their cell phones, texting, and, quote, eating a pear with a knife. Carl, how did Paula do on our show?
Paula had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers.
Wow.
14
Woo-hoo.
More points. She now has 16 points, and Paula has the lead.
All right.
So.
I just give up right now.
PJ, you're up next.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. To pay for the jobs bill, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid proposed a 5.6% surtax on blank.
Democrats.
No, millionaires. Afghan intelligence officials said Wednesday that they had foiled an attempt to assassinate blank.
Armand Karzai.
Right. Officials in New York are investigating what caused a blank to crash into the East River on Tuesday.
Helicopter?
Right. A Georgia man attempting to rob a convenience store was arrested after he failed to notice blank.
Is that he didn't have a gun?
No, the uniformed police officer who was standing behind him in line. On Thursday, the president of Bank of America defended his company's plans to charge a $5 a month fee to blank card users.
To debit card users?
Yes. In his first endorsement since his sex scandal 2 years ago, golfer Blank signed a deal with Rolex.
Tiger Woods?
Yes. Viewers of the BBC Two show The Great British Bake Off were shocked to see Blank during the show.
A naked woman jump out of a cake.
No. A naked squirrel. Joanne Wheatley's pistachio meringues may have won the Bake Off, but all anybody could talk about afterwards was this squirrel who wandered onto the outdoor set, stood up, and showed off an impressive set of acorns he had not yet stored away for winter. Carl, how did PJ do in the quiz?
PJ had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11 points, but Paula still has the lead with 16.
I feel the universe expanding.
So how many, then, does Luke need to take this away from Paul at the last minute?
Well, he needs at least 6 to tie, but 7 to win outright.
Here we go, then, Luke. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, former Alaska Governor Blank announced that she would not be running for president.
Sarah Palin.
Right. After being acquitted in Italian court on Monday, Blank returned home to Seattle.
Amanda Knox.
Right. After negotiations broke down on Tuesday, the Blank canceled the entire preseason.
NBA.
Right. For the first time ever, this year's Oktoberfest celebration in Cullman, Alabama will feature Blank.
Beer.
Right. The Coast Guard is investigating a Florida tourism company that accidentally blanked 2 tourists while they were scuba diving.
Left Behind.
Yes. This week, NBC's The Playboy Club became the first new TV show of the season to be blanked.
Canceled.
Right. After months of focus groups and brainstorming, a consulting firm has freshened up the image of Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport by renaming it Blank.
The Chattanooga train station.
No. The Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport will now be known as the Chattanooga Airport. According to one airport official, quote, it's like Chattanooga is getting into the modern era, unquote. Other plans to bring the airport into the modern era include getting rid of those airplane conductors with their pocket watches and updating their fleet of horse-drawn planes. Carl, did Luke do well enough to win?
He needed at least 6 to tie, and Luke had 6 correct answers. So with 16 points, Luke Burbank and Paula Poundstone are this week's co-champions.
Well done.
There it is!
How about a sudden death playoff? Gone. Sudden death playoff.
Luke is Googling, how do you kill the person you tied
with?